that's it for us here on the Blue Noise. Those songs you heard in order.
Whoa.
We're, like I said, Maiden Voyage, Everything is Right Place by Robert Glasper. Catch Me in the Meadow by the Trade Winds. Little Pad by the Beach Boys. Now Te Quiero Santa by Erasmo Carlos. And now, Oba, La Vembela. Jorge Benhor. Have a rest of your week. Have a great rest of your week. Gotta enunciate. And, see ya.
É que eu existo, quem eu sou. Pois eu sei muito bem quem ela é e fico contente só de ver ela passar. Oba, oba, lá vem ela. Estou de olho nela. Oba, lá vem ela. Estou de
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Everyone, welcome to Chatting with Molly. It's currently 1:06. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And we have some guests with us today. Guests, do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I am Maggie. I'm one of Molly's good friends from home. And I'm really excited to be on the show today.
Great.
Hello, my name is Margot. I am one of Molly's associates, teammate, friend, etc.
Great.
And I am Michelle, one of Molly's good friends from about a few months ago.
And we met in Wilderness, and then we also are in a bunch of classes together.
Yep.
It's a good time. All right, well... We did have a caller. Oh, caller, you're calling in again. Caller, I know your number, so I'm just going to put you right on air. So here we go. Wait, give me 1 second, caller. All right. Caller, are you with us? All right, maybe not yet. Caller, are you with us? Hello?
Hey.
Hello, caller. Caller, do you want to tell us your name and where you are right now?
Yes, my name is Daniel Moshlov, and I'm in Iowa City, Iowa.
That is great to hear. Daniel, how are you doing? How's your day going?
Good. I'm doing very well. I actually brought my own guest.
Really? Who is your guest? Yes.
Hi, my name is Ted Paulson. I am the guest of the guest.
That's great to hear. Ted, where are you? Are you calling in from somewhere else?
I'm also in Iowa City.
I'm
a foot apart from Daniel here.
Oh, that's great news.
It's because we're friends, so we're next to each other.
Do you guys live with each other, or are you just strangers, or just friends who don't live with each other?
We're really good acquaintances, I guess you could say.
Nice. As a caller, we're going to ask our callers some questions. Guess if you have any questions that pop up, just jump right in. So what did you guys eat for breakfast?
Well, I had 3 eggs, an apple, and 2 pieces of toast.
Nice. And Ted?
And I had some coffee and some strawberries.
That sounds like no breakfast that will hold you all the way to lunch, Ted. Just so you know. I think you should get some more nutrients in your diet.
It worked out all right.
All right.
Actually.
Molly and I had a delightful breakfast experience at the dining hall this morning.
We did. Maggie, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you like the dining hall so far?
So the Tufts Dining Hall is the best dining hall I've ever been to in my life.
Wow.
I've been to about 4, so
that's pretty good.
That's really saying something. And yeah, they have a soft serve ice cream machine that runs all the time, except
all of the
for
time.
Thursday and Sunday nights when they switch it out and do hard scoop, just add some variety. They have about 6 blends of coffee. Which is crazy. Never seen that before in a college dining hall. Overall, lots of options. A different potato option every time we go. Also great. I love potatoes in all forms.
I agree.
Shapes and sizes.
Our other guests, do you want to talk about your love of potatoes and which dining hall potatoes you like the best?
Oh, the dining hall potatoes, I'd have to go with potato triangles.
Those are my personal favorite. Those are absolutely the best.
They just have a nice crisp to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the potatoes are a little bit undercooked, so those are disappointing days, but
yeah.
I like them crispy and in the triangle shape.
Yeah.
Nice. I have to say, I'd go with seasoned wedges.
Okay.
It's more of a lunch option. I'm not a big, like, potato for breakfast girl, so
Okay. Definitely
prefer seasoned wedges, which are, like, for those of you who don't know, like, kind of like the size of an orange slice.
Oh, nice.
But they're potatoes, and they're seasoned, and they're crunchy on the outside.
They are. Also,
like
the dining
big French fries.
It's true. They have seasoned French fries as well. Those are bomb. Those are really good.
I haven't had those. Seasoned French fries?
Yeah. They're like the thick ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
really good.
I feel like that would be better because then, like, the crispiness on the outside ratio to, like, potato is better.
Yeah.
So you're getting more seasoning. If you have, like, a larger wedge, then the ratio is a little bit different.
Yeah, it's all about the surface area.
Yeah.
All right.
So, callers, thanks for listening in on that breakfast talk. Do you guys have any ideas about potatoes?
Yeah. My favorite potatoes are the ones that, well, to be honest with you, the best potatoes I ever had are the potatoes that Ted's mom makes, I have to say. I don't know how she makes them.
What form are they in?
Like, they're cut up into, like, kind of like cubes-ish.
Hmm.
Just, like, cut up in pretty small. And then they're put in the oven with some olive oil, salt, pepper, some bell peppers, like, diced up. And I don't know how long they go in the oven, but when they come out, they're really good, nice and crispy on the outside and soft and really warm on the inside. And that's just how I feel sometimes.
Nice. Ted, can you confirm that your mom makes good potatoes?
Yeah, I can confirm that. I would say that my favorite form of potatoes is hash browns, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm partial to breakfast foods just in general, and hash browns are up there in terms of breakfast foods.
Ted came home from the grocery store last week with a 2-pound bag of
Ted, that's a lot of hash browns for a small man.
It didn't fit in the freezer. We had to put it on the backboard.
Well, you do what you got to do for your breakfast choices. And with that, callers, we're going to thank you for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Do you have any last words you want to share with our audience of 9?
Yes. I just wanted to say hi to Maggie. A special shout out to you too.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Daniel. I appreciate
Margo and Michelle are Margo and Michelle are also feeling the love. Don't you worry. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, phew.
It was nice of them to call in. Daniel is a frequent listener. He and Zazu are my only regular listeners because my dad is currently on a boat right now. Otherwise, he would be a frequent listener. But my mom is listening right now. Hey, Mom.
I have to say, I think my mom also might be listening right now. Hey, Mom.
Oh, hey, Miss Erheim. Also, Miss Erheim, if you're listening, you could also call in. I loved last time when you did. That was a fun little treat. Yep.
So what's the background? Can we have a little background on Daniel and Ted?
Yeah, so Daniel and Ted, two great guys. They were like really good friends of ours in high school. And
So much anymore.
Yeah, we really tried to avoid them. No, we love them. They're just
they seem cool.
Yeah, they're great guys. They live together and love each other a lot. And I don't know what else to say. They're like pretty cool guys. They're comp sci guys.
Oh, cool.
Similar to yourself.
Similar to
myself. One of them's like more electrical, but one of them's like hardcore comp sci.
Compy.
Yeah, compy. Yeah. And so, all right, we're going to play some games on the show.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of the Oscars being yesterday. Well, first, let's just recap the Oscars. Margo,
boring.
What'd you think? Really? All right.
Yeah, I have to say, just not even worth watching, I would say.
Wow.
Not even worth watching.
Okay, well, maybe that was too strong. I don't know. I feel like usually, so they're always long, right? And you know that going into it. So it's not the most exciting show. But I feel like in past years, there has been at least some, at some point in the show, I've been really intrigued and like been like, oh wow, I'm so glad I tuned in.
Because of the host or?
Either like, yeah, opening monologue and then like the host comes back on, has a little funny bit, or like maybe some of the award presenters, like it just is interesting.
I thought some of the presentations were witty.
Yeah. Any come to mind?
I like Tiffany Haddish and Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's the only part I saw.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which one did they present?
I think they presented animated short or live action shorts.
Oh, yeah, documentary
shorts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Presented two. But wow, that actually is a pretty strong statement from you, Margo, because you're a huge movie fan and like to see things before the Oscars, right? You saw the live action shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And were you happy with the winner of that category?
Again, like I think, and I also think a big part of it for me was like I wasn't a huge fan of the people who won, so I was like just kept getting more frustrated as I kept watching.
Yeah.
A good example is like the live action. I thought the one that really should have won was about school shootings, and it maybe wasn't the like most well done, but I thought it was so topical and like still extremely well done to the point where I thought it should have won. Right. Whereas the one that actually won was like a like sweet story about a girl, and like, you know, I think it like touched a lot of people's hearts, but it wasn't necessarily anything like very like unique or like original, and so that was a little frustrating.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know I was frustrated with Best Picture because I just think Shape of Water, look, I didn't see it, so I don't really, I don't really know. Confession. But I did see the other ones, and I liked the other ones a lot. And I just feel like this artistic interpretation of a, like, realistic event is just kind of, like, too insider Hollywood, like, everyone trying to make things that don't really relate to people's lives, but are just, like, for artistic value. I don't know.
Yeah,
Maggie, you saw Shape of Water, right?
No, I didn't see Shape of Water. I did see Three Billboards.
Oh, right, right.
Which I really liked the movie. It was more like much more relatable, especially coming from the Midwest.
Yeah,
And like having some familiarity with the region.
Is it set in Kansas?
Missouri.
Missouri, gotcha.
Did you guys see Lady Bird?
Oh yes, I did.
Like, another thing, like, that just didn't get that many awards, and I thought it was, like, probably one of the, I mean, it's all my opinion, but, like, I thought it was probably the best film of the bunch, and,
I
agree. I was a little frustrated that it didn't get recognized for that.
Yeah, I was sad about the screen writing award. Like, I didn't see Call Me By Your Name, and I'm sure it's like a very well written movie, but I just thought Lady Bird was probably like one of the best written movies I've ever seen, because it's all, the whole movie is just like dialogue, and it's just incredible how captivating it is, because it makes you laugh and cry and laugh again. It's just like incredible, the emotional roller coaster it takes you on.
And even more incredible because the storyline isn't anything so crazy. Like,
right.
You know, yeah. It's like a pretty like normal story about a mother-daughter relationship, and right. Like
I hadn't coming seen of age. It, but like everyone I've talked to that has seen it as like, this is just like me and my mom, and like it can't obviously be like everyone's relationship with their mother, but that everyone was able to find an aspect that was relatable at some point in the film. I think that makes like a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So in honor of the Oscars, we're going to play a fun game called the movie game. And how this works is we will talk about a movie that, you know, may be similar to movies other people have heard of, but we'll describe the plot and see if people can guess the movie. So does anyone want to start? If not, I can. All right.
Let's hear it from Molly.
All right, I will start. Wait, I just had... Okay, got it. So this movie, I saw it, loved it. Really, it's really good. It is starring... who's it starring? It's starring Meryl Streep. Oh, my mother's calling in. Okay, Mom, I'll take you on air after this movie description and then see if maybe you want to guess. So it's starring Meryl Streep. And it's this amazing movie about this organization that has to decide whether they are going to cook this roast beef in the oven. And it's really contentious, because if they cook this roast beef, they may lose their whole grounds of their organization, because the government doesn't want them to cook this roast beef in the oven. And, they are going back and forth. Do we cook it? Do we not? There ends up being a Supreme Court case whether it was even legal for them to cook this meat.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, do you guys know what movie I'm talking about?
Parts of it sound very familiar.
Okay, it's with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. They're, like, trying to decide whether to, like, cook this meat. It's... really similar to a movie that was recently like nominated for a bunch of Oscars, but it's like a different movie, but I've seen both of them. Okay, you guys are still
okay. I'm stuck.
So it's an organization and they have a decision to make whether to do this controversial thing or not. And the government doesn't want them to do it because this meat in the oven could do really bad things to the government. And do you know what movie it is, Margo?
I think I just saw a trailer for it, and it's now coming back in my mind.
Okay, do you want to share the title with us?
The Roast?
It is The Roast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looked great.
Yeah, it's like, it's funny, the poster for it is like really similar to The Post. That's even so though weird. One's about a newspaper and one's about cooking meat.
Yeah.
But like they're pretty similar in other ways.
Yeah.
but so our caller recently, if you want to call back, we can put you right on air. Sorry for letting that go. But does anyone else have any movies that they want to share? If not, I can, you know, go again. Okay, I think I've actually shared this one before.
Okay.
Maybe on my Snap story. But it's known as a racial horror film. And it's about this mixed racial couple. The man is black and the woman is white. And they are visiting the woman's parents' house. And the parents tell the boyfriend, you need to go to the grocery store and get us some fish. And the boyfriend goes and gets the fish. And somewhere along the way is, you know, mind controlled. But really, it was all about this fish.
Can I guess?
Yeah, Michelle, what do
you think? Is it the film that was recently nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah.
Get Trout?
It is Get Trout. it was nominated for an Oscar. Also, a different racial horror movie, Get Out, was also nominated. But they...
It's crazy.
I think they were both nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So, does anyone have any movies they've seen recently that you want to tell us about that they, like, maybe can't remember the title of?
I have one. It's a bit of a throwback.
Okay.
So, it's a bit of a... These people go on an adventure. One of them's a lion. One of them's has some tin on his body.
Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. And they walk down this yellow brick road, and they're on a journey to go see this, what they think is some sort of weather pattern. And the weather pattern is hidden behind a curtain, and they're trying to talk to it. But there's a lot of wind, a lot of ice.
Interesting. I think I've seen this movie. It's a great film. It's like, it was made right after the Great Depression, right?
It was,
to get people to not be afraid of storms.
Yeah.
And
poverty.
It was
in Technicolor.
Yeah. Is it The Blizzard of Oz?
It is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotta see that.
Yeah. I think you'd enjoy it.
Mm.
I think you'd like that. Anyone, do you guys have movies you've seen? Nope.
All right.
I actually have one that I've seen. So... it's like half cartoon, half real. And it's about a basketball team that is also a fishing team, really, with like mollusks, not like normal fish, like mainly mollusks. But they also go to like outer space is part of it. You know, like mollusks, like mussels or other mollusks. And there's a pretty famous basketball player in it. Is it Shaq? No, it's Michael Jordan is in it. And there's also some animated characters. Do you guys know what movie I'm talking about?
I know what movie you're talking about. I can't remember the name.
Okay. So, it's similar to one movie, but it's with Molly. So, they don't like to dance. They're, like, in outer space, but they don't like to dance. But they're, but instead, they like to fish mollusks.
Do they dig for the mollusks?
Yes.
Would it be space clams?
Yes, it is space clams. Nice. Thank you for reminding me of the name. I've been trying to think of it all day. I don't think Space Clam was nominated for anything. It is a pretty old movie. Maybe in like the 90s it was nominated.
I think I have a movie.
Yeah. Do you remember the title or do we need to help you?
I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
It's about these two best friends. And the movie kind of revolves around them going to... a few weddings, and their thing is they just go and they like take all the potatoes at the wedding and they just crush them up, they mash them.
Okay.
And so it's like they weren't invited to these weddings, but then they just like kind of go anyway because they love to do it, and they take all the potatoes and they just mash them.
They just mash them.
It's with I'm blanking on the actor's name.
Oh, it's Owen Wilson.
It's Owen Wilson
and Vince Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. There you
mm-hmm.
go.
All right, I think
it's an
I've seen this movie. I think I have
old comedy,
and I think I can help you out.
Yeah, what was it?
Is it the Wedding Mashers?
Yeah, that's what it was.
There it is. Mm. That's a great film. When I was a small child, I loved Vince Vaughn. I really just believed he was about the best actor that could be. And with that, we're going to say bye to our guest, Margo. Margo, do you want to just say a quick goodbye?
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for being on the show. So, here we are. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Pretty yeah. good.
So Maggie's been visiting all weekend. It's been pretty good. Any highlights from the trip?
Well, we did have that calzone the other day.
Yes, we did have a calzone. It was incredible.
Was it a blue zone?
It was not. It was from Espresso's. Mm. Where's Blue Zone? Is Blue Zone at Helen's?
I think it is, yeah. I've okay. never had it.
I've never had one either.
It's very infamous on this campus.
Especially on the meme page.
You're right.
But no, we had a mushroom calzone. And Maggie, how long did it take to cook?
I would say over an hour, but it felt like
wow.
over an hour. Definitely felt like 3 hours. But it was delicious.
It was worth it.
Was it worth the hour wait?
I would say so.
Would you go back?
It was cheesy and mushroomy. I mean, I've had it before, so.
So this was you going back.
Yes, exactly. Michelle, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I discovered, well, I already knew this, but okay. So I was going to go to a movie, but then I was going to see Black Panther, but then.
Oh, I really want to see
We did
Black
not
Panther.
Plan ahead, and it was sold out. So we're like, okay.
Dang it.
What should we do? We were near Alewife, so.
Okay.
We're just, let's hop on the T, see where the night takes us.
Okay.
So we get to the Alewife station. Go to Downtown Crossing, so okay. I figured that would be
nice.
Lots of hustle bustle, you know.
Yeah,
we'd probably find something to do. Turns out Boston is not popping.
Okay.
Not easy to find things to do.
Okay.
Roamed around for a bit.
It's pretty cold.
It is pretty cold. Also, I'm not 21, so that limits the options
Activities,
a little bit.
Of course.
So yeah, I guess it just confirmed that Boston is not a city where you can just go and something to do will just come to you.
So. That's too bad. So did you guys just walk around? Did you get food or something?
Got some bubble tea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was worth the trip, I guess.
Yeah.
We played some Jenga.
Oh, like big Jenga or small Jenga?
They were small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in the bubble tea shop or just on the street?
Yeah, in the bubble tea shop.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes I feel like big cities have like, come play like massive Jenga in the park.
Mm, yeah. I feel like Boston also does not have that.
Yeah.
Maybe in the summer.
Yeah,
in the summer I'll try again.
I'm sure
again.
The commons have like things going on. I don't know.
Maybe.
So do you guys want to play some music?
Sounds good.
Sure. What type of music do you guys like? Generally,
I listen to a pretty wide variety, I'd say.
What is your variety made up of?
A lot of Beyonce.
Nice.
I feel like that's pretty safe for a wide audience.
It's true.
But I don't know what you had on your playlist for today.
So fun fact about chatting with Molly. No playlists are ever predetermined. We just kind of roll with the show. One time I was playing some Defying Gravity.
Good
and,
song.
You know, dancing in the studio because I was alone, obviously. And it was pretty embarrassing because the person who has the show next walked in and I screamed. I was so startled. I was dancing and singing by myself. She wanders in here and frightened me. But that's okay. So we're going to play some Beyonce. We're going to play a classic. This is Halo by one and only Beyonce. Okay, that was naive. Okay, now it will actually be Ayla. All right, wait, I need to probably turn our mics up so that way we're not laughing when I actually play a different song.
Right.
And that was Banana Clip by Miguel. And thank you to Michelle for telling us about that wonderful song. How did you discover that, Michelle?
I think it was on my Spotify Daily Mix.
Nice. Those are good ways to discover. Yep. So it is currently 1:42 p.m. This is Chatting with Molly, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, we're going to get a little PSA today, and Maggie, our good friend and guest, is going to read it. So Maggie, take it away.
Okay, so I know that in Boston in the winter it can get pretty cold. I'm usually in Philadelphia, and I myself use a space heater to keep my room warm. I'm a person that particularly gets cold very easily, so I hold my space heater very close to my heart. And this is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Here's what they have to say. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. So that's what our space heater safety tips are.
Great. And we are going to listen to Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
The game's been a wrap one.
Got me looking so crazy.
So that was Beyonce, Crazy in Love. And while she was gracing us with her beautiful music, we got a caller. And so, caller, I am going to put you on air. Let's see if this works. Caller, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. Caller, would you like to tell us your name?
Hi, this is Karen. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're with us. And Karen, where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Iowa City, from Johnson County Public Health.
That is great to hear. And Karen, do you have any relations with any of the hosts we have on today?
Yes, I am chatting with Molly's mother. Mm. I am Molly's mom.
That is so great to hear.
I wanted to tell you, it warms the mom's heart to hear her daughter ask people what they had for breakfast when, as you know, I am a dietitian and it's National Nutrition Month. So glad to hear you guys are eating healthy breakfast and eating breakfast. That's great.
Wow, that's great. So what does National Nutrition Month entail?
It puts a spotlight on nutrition tips and games, and just putting a focus on nutrition from the National Academy of Nutrition Dietetics, which is a large professional organization of nutritionists and registered dietitian nutritionists.
Nice.
And so there's a theme each year, and there's games, and it's mainly a way to focus, like you have National Potato Day or National
potatoes.
Or Mother's Day or Father's Day to put the focus on nutrition.
It's true. Wait, so what's the theme this year?
So the theme is related to not wasting food. And it's a rather long tagline, so
okay.
Let me pull it up and see if I can find what the tagline is. But it relates to not wasting food, reducing plate waste, and also, mainly sustainability with food.
That's cool. I think it's really important to recognize the intersectional impact of all the food we eat, whether it's on our bodies or on the environment, you know?
Definitely. I agree.
And
so I'll give a plug. If anybody wants to go to eatright.org, they can look at National Nutrition Month games and coloring pages if they have kids, or if they like to do nutrition Sudoku or word search, they have that. And then they also have a bunch of flyers.
Nice.
As well.
So to all 9 of our listeners, if you are looking to learn a little bit more about nutrition, you can go ahead and head to that website. So, Mom,
The tagline is Go Further with Food.
Nice.
So don't waste your food, use it.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
So, Mom, how are you doing? How is your day going?
I am very good because I spent the weekend visiting your aunts and uncle and grandma in Canada. I brought back Canadian bagels.
Oh, nice.
And as you know, when you post them, they're very delicious. So I had a very nice lunch.
Good. I'm so glad that you did. Well, thanks, Mom, for calling in and telling us about National Nutrition Month.
Sure, and nice to hear you. And Maggie, hope you have a great rest of your visit.
Yeah,
and I hear your family's going to visit the Big Apple, so enjoy.
Yes, I'll be meeting them later this week, so I'm excited.
Great. All right, bye, Mom. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Have a good day.
Thanks. All right. So that was my mom, Michelle. I'm so glad you got to meet her on air.
That was
So tell me about your mom, Michelle.
Actually, I thought of a bit of a funny story.
Okay. I'd love to hear.
when I was listening to that conversation. So the place that I worked this summer had a bit of like a health initiative. So there was a competition for who could eat the most like number of servings of fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
People would like log every meal they have mm-hmm. and what fruits and vegetables they ate.
Right.
And then it got pretty competitive. And one guy realized that he just was so behind, he just needed to eat an entire cucumber at lunch every day.
Okay.
An entire English cucumber. Like the ones that
are huge ones.
Over a foot long.
Oh my God.
Wow. And that's it was too much work cucumber. To cut it, so he would just take a bite out of
chomp.
It. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the progression through the week was really interesting because the first day he had a sandwich to go along with it. But then the cucumber was making him so full that as the week progressed, he would eat like a smaller and smaller actual lunch.
Okay.
And by Friday, it was just a cucumber and a folded over piece of bread with nothing inside of it. So I think it's a little questionable about whether these were really nutritious decisions yeah. that he was making.
I mean, I guess if he was getting filled up on the cucumber and
it's a lot of water though.
Yeah. It's a good like snack. Like I guess if you have fiber. Food to eat later in yeah. the day, that could like work. I don't know. Yeah. But that's interesting. So was that health initiative to the whole community or just like within the office?
I think it was within the office. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people would like log how many servings of fruits and vegetables, and they can see where they stand relative to other people. So it was a bit of like an office rivalry kind of vibe.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of food, and this is actually not nutritious at all, but I know it's something that we both adore, and that is Najia.
Yes.
Can you tell us about Najia and your relationship to it and what it is for our listeners who don't know what it is?
Okay. Well, actually, funny story. The first time I heard it, I got really excited because where I'm from, Najia is a Japanese grocery store.
Okay.
It sells a lot of Japanese like food and snacks, so I was really excited. But then I found out it's actually a sushi restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which is also exciting, just a little different.
A different
But it is an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant. And I've only been once, but it was a time. I ate a lot of sushi, and you can order multiple times, but you have to eat everything that's yeah. on your plate. Otherwise, they will charge you.
Yeah.
So it's a big motivation to eat what you can. Yeah.
And was it a positive experience?
It was a positive experience. I would go back for sure.
Yeah. And I saw you there.
I did. Isabel. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. I was also
not
there.
Not planned.
And it was delicious. I just have to say that Najia is probably one of my favorite things in the Boston, Medford, Somerville area.
I'm a little bit convinced that you're just there so often because the one time I went, you were
yeah.
there.
But I, when we had a Monday-Thursday schedule, like a Monday schedule on Thursday, Sebastian, Coates, and I were, we've been trying to organize a day to go because we both love it. And we were like, well, you know, it's a special schedule today. Might as well bop over there for lunch. We only had an hour and a half, which is not a lot of time to
did
like,
you,
get all the way there.
Did you get your
there.
Money's worth, though?
Oh, yeah. Did yeah. we ever. Okay. We got our money's worth. But it was just funny that we are kind of like making this holiday out of a Monday-Thursday schedule.
Are you going to do that every Monday-Thursday schedule?
I mean, yes, if we have more, I would be yeah. so down.
I don't know if we have any more, but yeah. maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Also, I love Najia because it's just like extremely affordable. And oh, here's where my story is going. I have always been there with four people. It's usually me, Sebastian, Josh Kim, and insert fourth member. It's kind of a floater. And we really have it down to a science because Josh Kim is just a garbage disposal. He'll eat anything and everything, and so we never have the risk of ordering too much.
Yeah.
And we all kind of like the same things and like whatever, but then it's just me and Sebastian, and it's hard with two because if you want to like versatile like different roles, you have to eat half of everything, you know, so it's yeah. it's tricky.
You're committing to at least like three or four.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I would love to be that fourth floating member.
I would love for you to be that fourth floating member as well. Yeah, we should go sometime. So with that, it's 1:58 p.m. and this is Chatting with Molly. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. And I think that with that, we're going to sign off. Guests, thank you for coming on. Do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Molly. This is really great.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see if we can get some tunes on.
Everybody dancing?
well, let's see.